The following message was given by Brother Timothy Hong in the church in New York City, the Lord's Day, March 12, 2017. The title of the message is The Coordination of the Four Living Creatures. Scripture verses are Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
This week of reviewing the training on the book of Ezekiel, we read the verse. Verse 9. Maybe you can read that again. Their wings were joined one to another. They did not turn as they went. Each went straight forward. So their wings are referred to the four living creatures. So the four living creatures, they have wings. So we see this message, which follows all the three previous messages, this message is on the coordination of the four living creatures. And the other three messages we covered previously, first one was concerning the visions of God. So the book of Ezekiel was written by Ezekiel, and he saw visions of God. And he also saw the unveiling of God's purpose and the desire of God's heart. So this book, even though it's in the Old Testament, mentioned many things, but it unveils the visions of God and also God's purpose and also the desire of God's heart. And the second message we covered was concerning the spiritual history of a normal Christian. It's a kind of interesting title. And then dash, concerning the wind, and the clouds, then the fire, then the electron. Then the third message was concerning the four living creatures. So now we are on the fourth message, concerning the coordination of the living creatures. Of course, if you read the book, if you read chapter one, there is no such a word, coordination, there.
Right.
But there, through the pictures, through the vision, and it unveils the matter of coordination. And unveils the matter of a coordination of the four living creatures. The four living creatures are very interesting. It mentioned in the verse where we read, their wings were spread out, you know. So in verse 9, it mentioned their wings were joined one to another. Then later on, he mentioned their wings were spread out. And that they, you know, whenever they mentioned the wings, he mentioned about their move. He mentioned that they did not turn as they went, and each went straight forward. So he mentioned about the moving of the four living creatures. I was very touched this time when we went over this matter of the vision of Ezekiel in chapter 1. He mentioned these four living creatures. In the past, when I read this chapter or this book, I could not understand. And especially the four living creatures, I wonder what kind of beings are they? But this time, I enjoy very much this matter of living creatures. Of course, we know they are the created beings. That's why it's called creatures. But these four are the living creatures.
Amen.
And this word living has the same root as the tree of life. Wow, that means a lot. The created beings, yet, has a living. Of course, you must have life in order to be living. The created beings has the life, the tree of life. The tree of life, of course, is referring to the life of God. If we read either in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, that life refers to the Zoe life. So these four living creatures, they possess God's life, and they are the living creatures. We all know in the whole Bible, It only mentioned human beings are made to possess God's life. There's no other beings, living beings, including the angels. They do not have the life of God. But praise the Lord, we are men.
Amen.
I'm a man, you are a man.
Amen.
And we, most of us, we are here, we have received the life of God.
Amen.
We send him, right? The Father has chosen us and made us his chosen. But in the Old Testament, of course, God didn't go through we didn't see, because God became a man in the New Testament. So we don't see in the in the Old Testament this matter of man receiving God, become the children of God. But there is such a picture in the Old Testament showing that the four living creatures, the living, is the living, they have the life of God. So the coordination of the four living creatures are not just something they do. It's very much related to us. And in fact, it's a picture. You know, in the whole Bible, there's only such a chapter. Give us a beautiful picture concerning the coordination of the four living creatures. So we see the living creatures, concerning the coordination is in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 9. But we went through all the previous verses, chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. We have two verses. Maybe we can read it. Ezekiel 1, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 3. Now, in the 30th year, the heavens were opened, and I saw the visions of God. The word of Jehovah came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river of Sheba. Yeah. Here we see the beginning of the picture, the background wasn't so encouraging, because Ezekiel, he was in among the captives. He mentioned about it was the 30th year. He was 30 years old and he was a priest. But he also mentioned about it was the 5th year of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah. He went into captivity and that was the 5th year. So he saw this situation. He was in this situation. He was among the captives by the river, but in a foreign land. But the vision came to him. And he mentioned about, I think in verse, following that verse, in verse 4, mentioned about there was a storm came from the north. And we know north is where God's dwelling place is. In Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7, it mentioned about the exaltation is not from the east, nor west, nor south. But the exaltation is from God, who judges all and who exalts. So we see the north is where God's dwelling place is. So this is where all begins. That is God. And of course, there was a wind, there was a storm, then there was a cloud, and there was the fire, then electron. In fact, all are referring to God, because the spirit of power, which God's power, God's spirit of power is likened to the wind, you know. When Nicodemus, the Lord was talking to him about regeneration, and the Lord mentioned, you know, he could not understand. He thought he has to go back to his mother's womb and come out. And then the Lord said, you know, a person who is regenerated is like the wind. The wind blows, but you can sense it, you can see it. So the wind, a person is born of the spirit is like, you know, a person like the. In fact, in the Bible, the wind, the spirit, and the breath, they're all the same word. So all this, the cloud is also in the Old Testament, the children of Israel, they came out of Egypt. The pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire was leading them. And the fire, we have a verse in, I think, in Hebrews 12:29. Maybe we can read that together. For our God is also a consuming fire. So all three referring to God. And then he mentioned out of the fire, there was the electron. And the electron is a kind of alloy. Alloy is of gold and silver. And it becomes very, very meaningful. Because gold, of course, refers to God, refers to God's nature. And the silver refers to redemption. In Exodus, there was a redemptive silver. Everyone has to give male and half shekels for the temple. So just these four things, it reveals our God eventually is a redeeming God, is the Lamb God. So just such a few verses, you already review our God went through the process. Then eventually, we see we also, as a created beings, the four living creatures, they eventually, they were the living ones. They were the ones possessing the life of God. They are living. And in fact, when he mentions the four living creatures, he mentioned they have the likeness, the appearance of a man. And we also read in Ezekiel chapter, 25, mentioned about there was a picture of the expanse above the living creatures. Then was a throne. And on the throne, there was one. Maybe we can read that verse. Chapter 1, verse 24-25. And I heard the sound of their wings, like the sound of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty. As they went, it was the sound of a turmoil, like the sound of an army. Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings, and there was a voice of the expanse that was over them. They dropped their wings. Yeah. Let me just read the following two verses to you. In 26, and above the expanse that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, like the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was one in appearance like a man above it. Amen. So on the throne there was one like a man.
Amen.
Who was the one on the throne? It was the throne of God in the heavens. But there was a man. So the four living creatures, they had the appearance of a man, and the one on the throne was in the appearance of a man. So it shows that God went through a process, and man also eventually even went to the throne. You know, all this, I don't know when you read it, what's your sense? When I read it, I kind of visual something. And it's kind of like today, we have the zoom in and zoom out. When Ezekiel saw in the beginning, it was a zoom out, something from the north. But now suddenly he came, and he saw something even right in front of him, or above him. So all this shows that God used the visions to reveal to Ezekiel his desire, you know, his eternal purpose. So it's truly wonderful. Of course, when he saw all this, if I see all this, I could not understand too much. But he mentioned that when Ezekiel saw it, God helped him. There was words, you know. Let's read. I think in the beginning of Ezekiel, he mentioned chapter 1, verse 3. Let's read that one more time. The word of Jehovah came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river of Shebar. And the hand of Jehovah was upon him there. So the Lord used the words so that he can understand whatever he saw. And today, also, you know, through the rich ministry and through the written word, and even through the whole Bible, when we put all this picture together in the context of the whole Bible, we see that, wow, every word, every matter is so significant.
Amen.
So it's truly wonderful that today that we can enter into this book together and enjoy the riches in his word. And seeing that what the Lord wants is not just the picture. In that picture, yes, the Lord wants. And he revealed to Ezekiel what's this vision. But today, this is very much applicable to all of us today, you know. Okay, come to the matter of the coordination of the four living creatures. Like we read in chapter 1, verse 9. Firstly, it was mentioned concerning their wings. So the wings were the ways for them to coordinate together. Someone called me and asking concerning the four living creatures. They thought it was one thing. But in fact, it's four. Four living creatures. These four living creatures, they have four wings. And the two, they cover their body. And two, they spread it out upward and join two on the other side, two each on the other side. So four of them, like one is this direction, say to the north, and the other one is next to this one, is toward the east. And there's one toward the south, and there's one, another one toward the west. So they're joined together by the winds. And this wind, if we are, in the past, I thought just winds, you know. We all have seen birds, you know, they have wings. But these wings are the wings of an eagle. Then it becomes very, very meaningful. We have a verse in Isaiah, I think chapter 40, verse 4. Let's read it together. We have it was there, chapter 40, verse 4. That verse mentioned when the children of Israel, the Lord, in Exodus, it was in Exodus 40. So he mentioned when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he said he was there. He bore them on eagle's wings.
Right.
So our God is a big eagle.
Right.
And 2 million people were brought out by him. Of course, if we read the records, the Lord used Moses to bring them out of Egypt, past the Red Sea. But the Bible recorded also that God brought them out, okay? Let's read, this verse, it's in fact, refers to us. It's 19 verse 4. Sorry, it was 19 verse 4. Let's read together. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself. On eagle's wing, the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. So the eagle's wing means the power of God, the strength of God, and in the New Testament, Paul, in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, verse 10, he mentioned about, you know, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace was unto me. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, But on the contrary, I labor more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God, which is with me. So in other words, Paul is experiencing the big winds of God, the grace of God. So this made it very meaningful that all the four living creatures, when they went or when they walk, they were together not by themselves, but rather by the wings of an eagle. So referring to God's strength, God's power, and God's grace. So this is very meaningful and very, very practical for all of us, you know, in the church life. Whenever we come together, it involves coordination. Even the Lord's table, you know, before the meeting started, all the brothers serving the Lord's table, they were in the room, they were praying. Praying is a kind of a coming to the Lord and trusting in the Lord. Enjoying the Lord as a supply. There was another verse he mentioned that those who trusted in the Lord, in Jehovah, they run and they will not faint. And they walk, they will not be weary. So all the brothers serving the Lord's table, I think in any kind of service, we all need something more than ourselves. Otherwise, you know, when we come together, there will be different opinions, you know, even in our family, you know. If we are just in ourselves, in the family, we'll have frictions, we'll have arguments, we'll have this different opinions. But today, such a picture in Ezekiel shows us that all these living creatures, they are joining to one another by the wings of an eagle. So this is a beautiful picture that today, in all our services, in all our coming together, we should not depend on ourselves. Rather, we should deny ourselves. Yesterday, I think our brother just mentioned there was a gospel meeting in Brooklyn. The saints in Brooklyn, of course, they preached the gospel. But yesterday afternoon, a brother called. He wants to use the church van to bring the saints from the Queens to Brooklyn. There was a kind of coordination. It's not just, you know, the saints are in Brooklyn, they are preaching the gospel. But rather, we all are burdened.
Amen.
For the Lord's gospel to go out. Right. You know, that's why these days the Lord has led us. The church in New York City, 2 years ago, was in advancing and enlarging. We were burdened, the gospel will go out. And so many in New York City will have the opportunity to hear the gospel. So all this, we see that we need to trust in the Lord and not trust in ourselves, especially in any kind of a service, the Lord's burden. The Lord is the source. The Lord is the source. I was very touched, you know. It mentioned a lot concerning the four living creatures. Their wings joining together, and they went, and they do not turn. And all this is a wonderful picture, because four living creatures, if they need, they're going to walk together, they have to be joined together. But if one, it's very difficult, even two person, if you want to walk together, you know, yeah, there is such a kind of a game that you play. Two person walk, maybe kill them, come up. If two person, we want to walk together, they have the two legs, you know, mm-hmm. tied together. If we walk, okay, we start with this, two legs, okay? Not bad, right? Thank you. Think about it. Four living creatures or four persons, each one is facing a different direction. How are they going to move, right? If the front one want to move, the other one facing the other direction, they will move that way, right? Then right away they're separated. But the four living creatures, they went, they move, they're always together. So that if the front one this way, and the back one has to go backwards, right? Has to go backwards. Of course, they have faith on, you know, four four sides. But it's a truly a wonderful picture that in the church life, we may look all different. You know, even sitting here, we all look different, but we can move together because we have wings of an eagle.
Amen.
We have God's grace.
Amen.
We have God as our power, as our source, as our supply. If you read, there was one little phrase mentioned, wherever the Spirit went, that's where they go. So it's not just for living creatures, they move on their own, but rather they are following the Spirit. So today in the church life, in 2017, we are moving.
Amen.
We are following the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit is leading us. So whether we're going forward or whether we're going backwards, we all are following the Spirit.
Amen.
In the ministry, he mentioned something very practical, you know. So sometimes some brothers, they have more burden for the preaching the gospel. But some other saints, they are burdened to read the word, to enjoy the word, to minister the word, to minister to one another. These seemingly are two different burdens, right? One is for shepherding, and the other one is reaching out to the unbelievers. Yes, but if the church, if the saint in Brooklyn is preaching the gospel, so everyone, you know, stop, just join in, preaching the gospel. When all the ones saved, they are in the church, they have brought to the meeting, then we start, everyone, start ministering life and shepherding them. So they can grow, they can be nourished, and they can come into the church life.
Amen.
So it's a truly a wonderful picture, even in the Old Testament, revealed to us that today in the church life, God has one move.
Amen.
And we all are part of this move. So we see the living creatures, their function are very, very important because for God's expression, God needs the four living creatures in order that the one on the throne can be also expressed by the ones on the earth. And also, the ones on the earth moving is in God's move, is following the wherever the Spirit goes. So it's not they are doing something on their own. And also, whatever they did, it was under the throne because above them, there was a throne. And that was for God's administration. So I just feel that here is truly a wonderful picture, a beautiful picture, that today we all need to be in this picture.
Right.
It's not a picture unrelated to us, but rather this picture is very much related to the church here in New York City.
Amen.
Of course, this year our burden is concerning blending. You know, blending, in fact, the four living creatures, they are blending. They are blending with one another. And we will have a lot of opportunities. You know, even when the Bronx meeting started, we had the saints from New Jersey, we had the saints from many different places. They all come together. There was a blending, you know. So blending is the way for us to go. And blending is the burden that today the Lord wants to move on in the church here. Is through blending. Not only the blending of the different districts, the blending of different age groups. You know, even right now, having the meeting, this meeting is starting. We are having this meeting. There's a blending in Pennywell. Some of the college saints, they are there blending from different campuses. So praise the Lord for the blending.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for the coordination.
Amen.
Through the coordination, God can be expressed. Through the coordination, God moves. And through the coordination, there is the administration of God. In fact, all this, it doesn't start from us. In the Bible, there's a verse shows us, even in the triune God, there is such a coordination. Let's read the verse in Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Let's read together. But if by the Spirit God casts out demons, yeah. If so, that's what the Lord said. If But if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. This verse, seemingly in the past I read it, it's just a verse, you know, so the Lord cast out demons. But if you look into it, the Lord's life on the earth is a life always not doing things by himself, not doing things for himself. Just by this verse, we see the Lord was doing something. It was by the Spirit. The second was doing things by the third. The Father, the Son, the Spirit. The Son was cast out demons, but not by himself, but by the Spirit of God. And he cast out demons was not for himself, but for the kingdom of God, right. The Father. Right. So this beautiful picture already set an example that today in the church life, we should not do things by ourselves. We should not do things for ourselves. Rather, we should do things through the cross, by the Spirit, in the body, ministering life to one another, for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for such a beautiful picture in Ezekiel 1.
Right.
And today we all can participate.
Yeah.
And another thing I want to mention and I'll stop. That is when all these four living creatures, they are coordinating, there was a fire.
Wow.
And imagine the appearance was like coals, burning coals of fire.
Amen.
Like the torches. Like the burning torches. If you read on, then later on, imagine about God is also the one on the throne. Above him was like has the appearance of electron and also fire. And from his loins, the one on the throne, loins down, also has appearance of fire. That means the four living creatures, they are corporately as one entity had the expression of God. And this fire burning is in the coordination of the four living creatures. Yesterday, I think over 20 brothers, they were here. They were cleaning all the tapes, try to, you know, be ready for something something new. They were coordinating. There were a lot of brothers and sisters here serving, you know. They were in coordination. There was joy there. In fact, they were doing things, but everyone was happy. What's that? There was fire burning. The fire burning, not only they burn one another. So the church life is truly wonderful. There is the law expressed. Our God is fire. So while they're serving, God is expressed. So praise the Lord for such a beautiful picture in the book of Ezekiel.
Amen.
And what we just read concerning the coordination of the four living creatures.